have a fair mixture of clouds and some sunshine across the region for this afternoon, with a westerly breeze pushing temperatures up through the 30s and up toward the 40-degree mark by the end of the day. High pressure will keep it dry, and skies will be clear overnight tonight. With that snowpack still in place, temperatures will drop back down into the lower 20s for overnight lows. That same high pressure will push off the eastern seaboard, and a return southerly flow tomorrow will bring some clouds our way. That after a start with sunshine. High temperatures tomorrow will be up into the lower 40s on that south breeze. Even into the mid-40s on Wednesday, staying dry with a mixture of sunshine and clouds. A weak front will pass through on Wednesday night, and Thursday morning will go back to sunshine, although temperatures will be cooler in the afternoon, still only slightly below seasonal averages, with highs in the middle to upper 30s. Back to around 40 on Friday with a mixture of sunshine and clouds. For the weekend, things start to get interesting as a low-pressure wave will emerge out of the Gulf of Mexico and head up the Appalachian Mountain chain. On this track, clouds will increase quickly, and some light snow could break out by the end of the day, with highs in the middle to upper 30s. Depending on the storm track, and this is still several days away, we could see a substantial amount of wet snow or snow mixing with rain Saturday evening and overnight. Either way, it looks like the system will clear through, leaving us with leftover snow showers on Sunday and partly sunny skies with highs in the lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, widespread rain will continue to develop ahead of an upper trough edging eastward out of northern Mexico. A rich supply of Gulf moisture feeding inland will fuel heavy rain and thunderstorms. This could lead to flash flooding over eastern Texas and into portions of the lower Mississippi Valley. Flash flood watches have been issued for a large part of eastern Texas as a result. As that upper trough lifts north tomorrow, the heavy rain and threat for flash flooding will shift northeastward across the Tennessee Valley, the lower Ohio Valley, and the central Appalachians. The weather over the rest of the nation will remain relatively quiet early this week. Much of the central and eastern United States will continue to thaw out with above normal temperatures, and an upper ridge out west will keep conditions warm and dry for a while, but an approaching front should bring precipitation to the west coast by the middle of the week. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Palm Springs, California, to a low of 4 below zero at Houlton and Presque Isle, both in Maine, and also at Champion and Stambaugh, both in Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a few showers, then increasing sun in the upper 40s, Boston, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny skies with highs in the middle and upper 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low, 23. The record high, 68, set in 2000, and the record low, 14 below zero, in 1943. Sunrise this morning is at 7:18 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:54 p.m., 11 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a few snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 40. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 40. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning sun, then clouds, milder, lower to mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy Wednesday in the middle 40s. Mostly sunny Thursday, back into the middle and upper 30s, right around 40 with a mix of sun and clouds Friday. Increasing clouds Saturday with a chance of wet snow and or rain toward evening in the upper 30s. And snow showers left over on Sunday with highs back up to 40. For WAMC, I am News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.